The liberal group Progress Ohio has been trying to find out about the deals Mark Kwame has been striking with his firm Drive Capital since leaving Jobs Ohio. Progress Ohio's Brian Rothenberg says, based on a similar proposed deal with one of the state's pension funds, Kwame could net $9 million in fees, $500,000 in expenses, and 20% of future profits from Ohio State's investment in his company.
I think he definitely cashed in on the relationships that he was able to develop in Ohio, better than most Ohioans could.
Rothenberg says he's had a difficult time getting documents to prove this, but he thinks the deal Ohio State received is the same one as proposed to the pension fund, though the records he received from OSU are so heavily redacted, it's hard to tell. Progress Ohio is part of a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Jobs Ohio. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.